This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. Both read the same Bible and pray to the same God, and each invokes his aid against the other. Lincoln is naming a paradox, a seeming contradiction. He speaks this in his second inaugural address. Now, we in our time are familiar with the irony, even the hypocrisy, of religious people invoking God to do their neighbor-enemy harm. But in 1864, for a president to point this out would have been breaking a taboo, talking about an elephant in the living room, and to what political gain? Lincoln had spiritual wisdom in mind, a spiritual wisdom that makes democracy work. Lincoln is naming a tension, a deep disagreement existing in the people. It was a deadly paradox, one God, one Bible, two people. How could they possibly get along? The North and the South each used the word God, the word of God, very differently. And so there were millions of people who just did not want to live in the same country with the other ones. Lincoln is using language, a speech, to talk about something that people could no longer talk about. Brothers were not speaking to brothers, mothers not to daughters, fathers with tight lips. But the Civil War is almost over, and Lincoln is looking to the future and how to solve the problem of a great tension between unity and diversity. Lincoln is willing to talk about it. He even names the race issue, saying that clearly we knew all along that slavery, racial slavery, was the cause of this war. He even points to a fact. The fact that 1/8 of the whole population were black slaves. These were things he wanted everyone to know and to think about and to talk about. Lincoln is weaving words on the loom of democracy. And if you know anything about looms, there is always tension in the threads known as the warp threads, just as there is always tension in democracy. The warp threads are tight on purpose so that the flexible weft threads can move in and out, making the fabric. This is a metaphor that the spiritual writer Parker Palmer offers for democracy. Our system works, he says, because we have permanent tensions, established political institutions, and flexible people who use those institutions to resolve problems if only temporarily. He says that language itself is one of the major ways we solve the tensions that are set up to guide us as we weave our way. That is why Lincoln's speeches are important, especially this one that names the tensions that divided people. Language is one of the ways we loosen the grip of tension that exists between our people, our institutions, and even our values. The more real and true our language, the less we feel we need to fight or flee. Lincoln is a truth teller on purpose, to help government by people work. The spiritual gift of Lincoln's language is that it helps raise us to increased community and to resolutions of the tensions that exist between our values. Using words, tension can be converted into energy, and as with Lincoln's words, can light us down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.